Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about the subject of, do you think being single and alone for an extended period of time makes you a stronger person? This was a question that someone had asked on Quora, and I believe it's one of the more important questions because so often people go from one relationship to another relationship thinking that that's going to make everything perfect in their lives. But I have news for you. Rarely does it work that way in life. So this is my take on being single and alone for a period. It allows one to get to know oneself without the impact of another to throw things off. And it's especially important right after you graduate from high school or college, because this is the time when you're getting to know who you are. You're individuating yourself more from your family of origin, especially if you're living on your own and working, or at college and getting educated. And it allows you to get a sense of self. Be able to do the things you want to do, not the things that perhaps you think some mate thinks you should be doing, or worse, that you don't really want to do. And trust me, when you're hooked up with somebody, you're going to do a lot of things you don't necessarily want to do, especially if you're married to them. In any case, it's also important to have alone time after you break off an important relationship where you live with a person for more than a few years. Because you need to get to know who you are for yourself without the stuff from another relationship deterring this most important time of self-inquiry and self-knowledge. See, if you go from one relationship right into another relationship, you're just going to repeat the negative stuff that happened in the first relationship. You need time to assess it. You need to understand what happened and make choices that are different for yourself and realize really what's important to you and what you really want for yourself. And it may not even be that you want another relationship. Who knows? There's no right answers here other than to take your time and get in touch with who you are. Do the self-inquiry. Get the self-knowledge. You know, I was single for a couple of years before getting married. Even though I still got married when I was 20, it was right before my 24th birthday, I think. And I worked, and I had my own apartment, and it was great because I had a chance to have my own space, do my own thing, and learn who I was, separate and apart from the family, and do those things I wanted to do. It was really, really hard. I was making crap money at the time. But it was definitely educational on many different levels. And then I was married for over 20 years, and back in 2006, my ex left. And that led to a divorce 2 years later. And this is a really important time for self-assessment, because the last thing I want to do is repeat what I had already been through. And I loved my ex, and I still do. I'm not in love with him anymore, but he's more like a younger brother in a way. It's just the personality thing. But anyway, the deal is that it couldn't work for us because we wanted different things in life, pure and simple. And we were growing in different directions as well. So it was better that we separate and go our own ways. He's now remarried. has been for several years now, and I've dated a few guys, well, more than a few guys, over the period of years and haven't found anybody who I really feel that I want in my life to that degree. So I made a different decision. Will it change at some point? Who knows? But I can tell you this, there's something wonderful about having your own bed, being able to wake up in the middle of the night and do what you want to do without worrying about waking up somebody, and not being expected to cook meals and do whatever other stuff. Not that my ex really expected a whole lot of that from me, really. But, you know, I did make meals for us, and that was something I enjoyed doing. Sometimes, not all the time. Any case, the point is this. Alone time not only makes you stronger, it makes you take stock of yourself and make decisions that are best for you. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.